This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go. Hey. We welcome you in here. The Thursday, August 7th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
That's what we do, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what we do.
Thursday, weekend's here.
Yeah, I don't know about, yeah. Not quite, man.
Weekend's here.
I don't even know what the weekend is anymore.
It's the biggest lie you tell on this show. It's not even...
Well, the good news is...
What are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow?
We go to work.
Kenny's Friday, like, I don't know about Friday, y'all, but I'm done today.
Fridays are fun, though. Fridays in every work environment are a good time. What's better? What's a better day than Friday at work?
No day at work. There's no day good at work.
No, that's not true. You have good days at work.
Well, yeah, like hanging, like, yeah, but it's like you're at work.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not as good as a day off. Like, not having to come in, that would be awesome. But Friday, everybody vibes is up on Friday.
Yeah, no, vibes are up. We still got a job to do, and this job still requires a lot of work.
Absolutely.
But that's cool. You know, Kenny's done it. At least we know Kenny's done today.
Kenny's got senioritis on every Friday.
Vibes, see, I feel like... who would this be? Maybe Keon. I feel like Keon last year. Hey, guys, come on, man. We can still do this. And DeRozan and Levine and Sabonis like, shut up, kid.
When Keon do that?
I'm just trying to pick somebody. Oh. Somebody might have been positive in that locker room. I don't know. And they're like, come on, man. Let's go, man. It's good vibes.
Come on, guys. We still come together. We can do this.
Shut the hell up.
Sorry, Matt George is texting me. Matt, if you're watching, you're requiring way too much brain power at the moment. Let me get to commercial break, man, and I'll figure it out. I'm trying to envision Keon. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. And DeMar going, shut up, kid.
It's a lot funnier if you envision like an end of the bench type of guy trying to hype everyone up.
Mason Jones was that guy.
Oh, Mason Jones absolutely would have been that. But they wouldn't even have said, shut up, kid. They just would have ignored him.
Shut up, Mace. Did Mace get picked up? I don't think he did.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Domas was probably walking around the locker room like, you guys suck. You guys are terrible. I've been great.
What'd you say? What'd he walking around like?
Hands up in the air. Turnover. Oh, it's your turnover, Domas. Missed shot. Oh, you're missed shot, Domas. I wonder what Domas's assessment of his play in that playing game is. Like his honest to God assessment of it is.
I trust that Domas was like, I was terrible. Or I wasn't good. He doesn't have to like smack himself around like that. But like I wasn't good. I didn't perform up to my capabilities. I would trust that's how he looks at it.
I hope so. Because he was. He was awful.
Like I said, when we talk about these players, you know, they, like I said, they don't have to disrespect themselves and be like, I was the worst player ever. They don't have to do that. But there is a level of being real with yourself that I think a lot of them do have. The majority of these guys do have, because I think they go by the mindset of nobody can be harder on my performance or as harsh on my performance as I can be. So,
yeah,
you know, I think Domas was, I played bad. I played real bad. And I think a lot of those guys probably had that type of mindset. I really don't know how anyone could have any other mindset in that game. Even DeMar had like 30 something, but I don't think he shot the ball well. He just shot enough to get to 30.
Yeah. No, he definitely didn't. And a lot of those points came later.
Mm-hmm. Game stayed at like 20 from
on. it was a wrap pretty quickly. How they I'm genuinely, all kidding aside, I am curious how they look back at that game, not just Domas, but all of them. Like, how do they look back at that game and go, like, how do we prevent this from happening again? Mm-hmm. How do we they had more than one moment in the season where things just quickly crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's assess that.
Yeah.
How do we keep these avalanches from happening?
Yeah. One of the things that I would say, I'm just asking, I respect these guys as professionals, but I would ask, like, do you guys care? I want to make sure. Do you care about how last year played out, how you finished, how you looked in that play-in situation? That would go into the idea of buying in. Because maybe you don't know what next year holds. Maybe you aren't necessarily sold on being a Sacramento King or being here or the direction that they're going. But do you want to look like that again?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with a lot of personal pride. Like, regardless of things being up in the air, you're here right now. Do you want to look like that playing again? Do you want to look like that Washington Wizards game again? I would, if I was Doug Christie, I'd ask them that. Like, all right, I know things aren't perfect, mm-hmm. but do you care about how things finished last night last year personally?
And you're not that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not a team that should have lost to Dallas by 30. You're not a team that should ever lose to Washington,
mm-hmm.
Especially in critical games down the stretch.
Facts.
They just had far too many of those. And I think it's those losses as much as Sowries and Levine's and DeRozan's. It's those types of losses that stick with Kings fans who go, yeah, this is a 35-win team.
Mm-hmm. And that's
like,
fair.
Yeah, give me the under. Yeah. Yeah, this team is awful. Like, it's those losses. I mean, and your last impression isn't losing in a game 7 to the Golden State Warriors. Your last impression is getting your ass beat by a team that was essentially dead.
Mm-hmm.
A team that was a game worse than you. A team that was trying to implement Anthony Davis into the, like, their star player into their offense. A team that was the laughing stock of the league. And that's the other part that's the killer. They were the laughing stock of the league. They were the laughing stock of professional sports. And they beat your ass at home. Mm. And that, I think, factors in as much as people's evaluation of the talent.
Hell, to further your point, they got the hell beat out of them 2 days later.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, this team's fighting and everything. They went to Memphis and got scraped.
Yep.
So, that's tough. That's going to be tough for them to deal with, and they're going to have to find a way to have the personal pride to let that not be how things go to start off this season at the very least. You know who did do their job in that play-in game? There's one player who did their job. Devin Carter.
Well, he got the crowd hyped up before
he had a couple
down.
Of good little moves and got a score, got everybody hyped up. Like, if the Rook came off the bench, he did his job.
But why? Okay. What'd he do after that?
That's not his job.
Oh,
he got it to the point where the big dogs can take it from there.
That was like
that
the
was his
second
job.
Quarter.
It was the first quarter, but
oh my God, was it really the first quarter? Was it like 27-24 or something?
Devin Carter did his job. Got everybody hyped. The Golden One Center was feeling good. And then it just Kanye West.
So the guy in the locker room who was giving the pep talk was in fact Devin Carter. Can you imagine that?
They told him, "Shut up, kid."
Can you imagine Devin Carter being the guy giving the pep talk?
Trying to keep everybody hyped up, man. Devin was just trying. He was trying.
I'm sure.
These guys didn't want it, though. They didn't want it.
I'm sure Devin Carter's a good guy.
Despite
his interactions with Trista Craig.
That was a just felt like a moment that they just wanted that season to be done. And like I said, it's
which
hard.
But when?
Because they
didn't play like that in the first quarter.
No, but I think what happens a lot of once again, don't want to equate how I played basketball to the NBA, but I've been in those situations where I just want this to be done. This is a terrible season. This is terrible vibes. We're in the playoffs. We're in the junior college playoffs playing the number 3 seed, San Jose City. And it's a close game. It's like a tie game with, a minute to go. And yeah, like I want to win. I'm going to try and make something happen to win, but it's just not the same. Like, I wasn't sad that we lost. And I think that might have happened. That might have happened around the time the general manager and the coach start leaving. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, man, like, what are we doing?
Well, think
here?
Of all of the stuff that we know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fraction of what went on in that locker room
right.
last year.
Right.
Like a tiny fraction.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine what we don't know.
Exactly.
You said this yesterday, you said sometime earlier this week. It's, you know, we look at Mike Brown, we look at the De'Aaron Fox situation, but then you got the situation involving all of the other assistant coaches, Doug Christie essentially leapfrogging, you know, Triano and Luke Louts and all of these other guys, Luke Louts having their job threatened. You have what's his name, Wes Wilcox, leaving. Monty McNair essentially being dead man walking, doing his final walkabout at that play-in game. Like, it was all just, and that's, I think that's the thing that I look back at the most, like, just an open discussion that Monty McNair was going to be fired courtside of a play-in game, essentially nothing, a lose. And it's over basketball game. The conversation at courtside with Monty McNair rolling from group of people to group of people to group of people is that he's done.
Right. It's crazy, right?
That very openly happening. Imagine what's happening in that locker room.
Yeah. That was literally a dead man walking type situation. And we saw that. And to your point, if we saw that, when did they know? What were they saying? How did they feel about it behind closed doors? Not to mention, you got a guy like Doug Christie who's just trying to keep everything together.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, I know for a fact, during that time, like, Doug was getting zero sleep, zero rest. Like, he was up game planning, scouting, all this other stuff. He was leaking oil. And that was just a that was a bad situation. That was a really, really bad situation. And like I always say, I wonder if just not dealing with that this year, hopefully, might bring better energy and better vibes to that locker room.
And
to
that team. It's the thing I get stuck on the most. Like, that is the reason I just can't picture this team winning 35 games, because it can't be that bad again. Mm. It just can't be. Yeah. And I understand there's a large group of fans that don't like Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan individually. You certainly don't like the collection of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. I understand there are people that just want to see Neat Clifford play. You want to see Max play. You want to see Keegan and Keon play. Like, I understand that. And that's, you fan the way you want to fan. There's nothing wrong with that line of thinking. Mm. But objectively, looking at this basketball team going there that bad is the part I really struggle with. Now, I could absolutely be proven wrong, and this team could stink. Mm-hmm. But if they stink, you're going to be hard-pressed to convince me it's because of talent. Mm-hmm. If they stink, it's because they just don't want to do this. Right. They don't want to do this here.
Right.
And if that's the case, then the hell with them anyways.
Right.
But I don't think it is. That's not DeMar. That does not benefit Zach LaVine whatsoever. And Dennis Schroeder just signed his contract, man. That young man's going to keep playing.
Yeah. I think Dennis Schroeder's one of those guys who will try and keep that locker room going and keep those guys fighting and competing. Is it unfair to question a guy like Domas? I put a spotlight on Domas often. And my reasoning is not that I don't like him or don't believe in him, but much like we talked about yesterday with De'Aaron Fox and the money that he's making, and with that comes a responsibility to be a leader and be the face of a franchise. I do that for DeMontis Sabonis. You're getting paid like the best player on this team. You're not getting paid like a role player. You're not getting paid like somebody to just, hey, do your job and that's all that matters. You're getting paid, and you've taken on the responsibility to be a leader, to lead these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if last year is in any indication, I didn't think he maximized his ability of being a leader. I thought there was a lot of loose ends on that club and in that locker room. And I'm not going to say that that's who he is, but I am going to challenge him to take more of the reins in that locker room and take more of the reins on the court and as a leader. And it's
perfectly fair.
Yeah, I think he's capable of it, and that's the role that he takes on this team right now. And if he doesn't do it, I think that's something that he's got to wear.
Yeah. It's perfectly fair. I don't want to hear a single word about Domas not feeling something, Domas not liking this person, Domas not liking this. You don't have to go play, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to go play. And the fact is, Zach LaVine's got to do the same thing. Yeah. DeMar DeRozan's got to do the same thing. Keegan, Malik, Devin, regardless of what I think about them, they all got to do the same thing.
Because I'm of the belief if Sabonis isn't going to lead, I don't want to hear anything about DeMar in the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because we go back to that playing game. DeMar is the only one that seemed like he wanted to be there and wanted to produce and wanted to be aggressive.
Yeah.
So if you get in those tight situations when he's the only one producing, he's the only one looking like he gives a damn, to a certain degree, yeah, shoot the ball as much as you want. These other guys ain't stepping up to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if that passiveness or that lack of execution, which is what we saw in that playing game with the turnovers and not being able to stop a run, if that continues, yeah, absolutely, man. Like, somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with LaVine. LaVine gets too passive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get passive and take 11 shots in a game and, you know, and you take five of those 11 in the fourth quarter, all right, man, I need somebody that's going to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And if DeMar's going to be that somebody, then, yeah, keep doing what you do.
We'll come back. We're just getting started. I want to stay with the NBA for a little bit. We mentioned with the insiders, there's another contract extension that hasn't been offered yet. We talked about Trae Young yesterday. What about Ja Morant? What about the Memphis Grizzlies? That's another team in the Western Conference. And the funny thing is, we were talking about all of that with Sacramento. I have another thought on my floor and my ceiling for this team. I'll tell you what that is when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Penny just extenuating during the commercial break. He has no faith in his mother. It's unfortunate.
The
Marilyn Elk Grove, wonderful person.
And the same thing happens every time. When I got it the other day, same thing happens. The same thing that always happens with the rice.
Okay,
I don't know what
so,
it is.
Oh, where it tries to kill you?
Yeah.
The rice tried to kill you the other day?
Yeah, I'd just be going through.
You must have played through it because you ate that bowl in here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
I always finish it. I always finish the bowl.
So did you almost die in front of me? And I was so tuned out to you by then, I didn't notice?
Yeah, well, see, it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, it's just happening. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to live with it. And if this is the time where I go, then this is the time. But damn, those burrito bowls are bomb.
Imagine risking it all for a burrito bowl. imagine just, you know what? KC walked that fine line of death one too many times and the chain got him.
The interesting thing is, like, sometimes, you know, I just don't want like a burger or something like that. And, you know, I go to Chipotle. I also like Hawaiian barbecue, chicken katsu. That's some good stuff as well. But there aren't a lot of, for me at least, a lot of quick options, fast food type options that aren't burgers and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it always come back to Chipotle.
Understood.
And they got by my house, they got the Chipotle lane. You know what I mean? You could order and drive through.
Right.
Like, damn, man, this might be it, but
I didn't even know it was a thing.
I want a burger.
Yeah. Not all of them have them.
Chipotle Lane is crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds fire. So when I saw that Jamba Juice
by my house.
That's
as excited as Jesse's been in 3 days.
Yeah, I feel like they got one on each side of the Sacramento County. There's not like a bunch of them. So, yeah, they got one in Elk Grove.
Could you ask Cheryl and Elk Grove to bring me a Coke Zero?
Oh, for sure.
You want an iced tea?
I don't want an iced tea. They did. Did you see the restock?
Oh,
just
I did.
Yeah, just okay. Iced teas for right, everybody.
No, I salute, man, because they're trying. They trying, bro.
They are, yeah. I'm happy I got myself some Gatorade and some Oreos right now. It's good.
I had a Snickers yesterday.
I noticed no one took any iced teas and stored them in the refrigerator.
M&M's are gone already.
What's in the...
Bro, there was a giant bucket of, like peanut butter cup type things.
Oh, yeah, from like Trader Joe's.
Right.
Yeah.
A whole bucket.
Yeah.
Bro, they was gone the next morning.
That's facts.
Come on, man.
I thought that was like...
Either someone has a terrible heating problem, or someone took them home.
They took them home. That's crazy work.
Yeah, the little mini cubes are still there.
Hey,
that's crazy.
Hey, we need Jonathan to check the camera.
That's
we need
crazy
to ask Jonathan to check the camera and ask him what happened to those peanut butter cups.
Bro, how are you going to take peanut butter cups?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm not against this, but can you imagine watching the film and just someone walks up, let me put 10 peanut butter cups in my pocket for later or something. Like, just eating them.
That's crazy.
But mind you, like...
That's crazy.
Is it fair to say there were...
No, there was a
like
lot.
Like, hundred,
right. No,
hundreds?
There was a lot, and someone did have to take a bunch... For, oh, like, it was
someone
gone.
Had to have taken that home.
Because the mini cookies, like I said, are still there. The mini chocolate cookies, which are my favorite.
Barely made a dent.
Yeah.
Barely made a dent in those. Hey.
Someone brought mac and cheese today, too.
So that's our boy. It's probably his, part of his contract negotiations. That was Kevin. I walked in to see Kevin and Katie. I walked in to see Katie. But I go over to the end studio to see him. And mind you, we had a meeting at 8:15. Mm-hmm. So it's 8:10:05. Mm-hmm. Kevin is destroying this freshly baked mac and cheese and fried chicken. And I looked at him and I'm like, Kev. He was like, it's so good. It's so good, bitch. You got to try it. It's so good. I was like, Kev, it's 8:00 in the morning. Bitch, I don't care. I'm going to eat this. And he was like, it's so good. And so I guess this is a shoot. He asked Katie, who else should we get this for? And she goes, well, get the case for the ESPN guys.
Oh.
And Kevin just put it out there. And he was like, okay, you're right. So they got it. So someone delivered that to them, the company. And I'm sorry, I can't shout him out. He didn't tell me who it was. But they brought him a big tray of mac and cheese. They brought him an individual one, Katie an individual one.
Yeah.
And then a big tray that was supposed to be for you guys. But Kevin set it out there on the table. So God knows if it's still there.
It's still there, yeah.
Did you see it? Did you have it?
I haven't tried. No, I didn't even know it was mac and cheese. So I was heating up my other lunch. I was like, oh, wow, the mac and cheese looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, Kevin said it was fire.
Shout out to the wake-up call. Shout out, Kevin. Shout out, Katie. Big ups.
Shout out.
Wild, too, because Kevin's lactose intolerant. So I don't know how my brother's doing today.
With that,
but they're trying to get him to sign his deal, so everybody's bringing treats in for him.
Have they brought you anything?
They're recruiting him, man. That's crazy.
They brought me in at 8:15 for a meeting. That's what they did.
I thought that went all right.
They're recruiting him like Aaron is Coach Mike Bibby or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Kev, we brought you some mac and cheese. Some mac and cheese,
oh,
Kev.
Man, good stuff.
Kev loves food, man.
Jesse.
I do have some food.
Do you want anything from Chipotle?
No, we're all good. I already had lunch. Thank you.
Mind you, I don't know when this is getting here.
I don't care. It's just Jesse is really tough, too. You hear Jesse go, oh, the meeting went well. It is difficult to tell whether Jesse is. I cannot wait for this man to get married. Because it is so difficult to tell what emotion Jesse is feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
Because there were a couple of moments where I looked over at Jesse during the meeting and it was the same stoic. And I'm like, Jesse's, he's pissed. All right. Like, I'll talk to him when it's over. And then, like, the meeting goes on. I'm like, well, maybe he's not pissed. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I think he's pissed.
Oh, it happened.
I have no idea.
I'm kind of at peace with the way everything's going right now. So,
no, we have a good time with this. When I was talking about the little weekend joint, I was expecting Jesse to be like, yeah, we doing it. Jesse was just, I was like, damn, maybe not feeling it no more. I don't know, bro. Like, oh, man.
I am, but we're going to need some investment thrown this way.
That's okay.
Understandable.
There it is.
Understandable.
There it is.
Hell yeah.
That's funny. I can't wait. I just want to see, like, does Jesse smile when Crystal walks down the...
Oh, yeah. Like when I'm with my family and, like, friends and stuff, that's when...
See, that's, I can't wait to see this other version of Jesse. Yeah.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, no, like, it'll be a good time.
Jesse's been to the house before, and he's just kind of the same guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, like, laughing. You know, he's having fun. He's talking and doing the whole thing, but he's just kind of the same stoic.
That's his bag.
I'm going to keep it real, too. When I'm with the bosses, yeah, I'm not going to let you know how I'm feeling.
Understood.
If anything, you're gonna always. Oh, he might. We're not feeling. He's not feeling it. Like, we got to step our game up.
We got to make Jesse happy. We got to bring him some mac and cheese.
If anything, just always look pissed off. Damn. We got to step our game up.
Jesse's got that look down, boy.
I got promoted once. Like, yeah.
That's still one of the funniest days ever. We're walking down the stairs. And we're like, we knew Jesse had a meeting. We were like, hey, what was the meeting about? And he goes, oh, they're going to blah, 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 and promote me. And it's fine. And he just keeps walking down the stairs. It was literally what we were fighting for. We were fighting to get these two things done. And they called Jesse, not me, not KC, called Jesse into a meeting to say, this is what we're doing. And Jesse no-sold it the whole way down the stairs. It's like, yeah, it's... Yeah.
I know sold it in the office, too, to the person I was talking to. I'm pretty sure he was hella confused.
That's Jesse is our solo before solo started
100%.
Talking.
100%. Yeah, Jesse is absolutely the solo of this radio station.
We won't break up the bloodline, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No. Solo, I saw a picture of, or like a video of them when they were kids, like maybe like 12 or whatever. And the caption was, Solo's always been the jokester of the family.
Mm-hmm.
He's like making silly faces and stuff like that. And then they put it with a compilation of all the funny moments he's had in WWE. They're like, oh yeah, Solo's for sure been like the jokester. The whole, you would never think that with the way he came onto the scene. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I can't remember. Solo's a brother, right? Is Solo, he Jimmy and Jay's brother?
I think he's Jimmy and Jay's brother, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Fatu's their cousins.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
How is Roman's their cousin as well?
Roman, yeah, he's
their cousin. Roman's cousin. Yeah, Roman's cousins with the Usos. Mm-hmm. They're all related somehow, except for The Rock.
Yeah, he's the one with
The Rock.
What are you doing here?
How
did you get here?
Like when he did that family tree at that press conference, and he was like, the High Chief Peter Maivia and I don't remember who are joined by a blood bond. Like, wait, what?
It's like, no, Roman and them are joined by a blood bond. You're joined if you draw the marker from that arrow to this way.
The Rock is joined by our families hung out when they were younger, so it's like we're cousins.
There's this joke that everybody in wrestling that's Samoan is in the same family except Samoa Joe. That's cap. It's except The Rock. The Rock is off by himself.
Our families are really cool, so it's like we called each other cousins.
Our dads had beers together once. We're close.
Hey, Jesse's my brother. Casey is my brother. Like, we're drawing the line with the marker just like The Rock did. Let's reset. We'll come back, and then we'll probably dive into the conversation we intended to, and it is pertaining to another extension that hasn't been offered and what that could mean for Memphis. I have one more thought on the Sacramento Kings I want to give, but I have some questions about Memphis as well. So there's a lot to talk about. Matt George is going to join us here at some point today. It's D'Lo and KC. We've got Raiders football tonight.
Yeah, man.
Right here on ESPN 1320. So much more ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Imagine telling the hooker you ordered you got to go because you got to do a radio show. Crazy.
Got to talk Kings and Five.
Got to talk Kings and Hornets, baby. You got to go. Sorry. Fine. It's legal over there. It's fine. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Oh, man.
We're talking about the Kings to start this show, and we had kind of an impromptu conversation about how that season ended and these guys' approach in reaction to that play-in game. Or approach to the season in reaction to that playing game. And just laid out, I know a lot of people don't like DeMar LaVine. I understand that. I know I like them more than others do. I got that as well. The funny thing is, as much as I'm trying to make a case for guys, they're not as bad as you're making the beer. They're probably not as bad as you think. My floor for the Sacramento Kings and my ceiling is essentially the same exact thing.
8 wins.
Just how I feel about the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, like it's the play-in.
Yeah,
like because I can't imagine I can't imagine them being 35. Like that is just so bad. Mm-hmm. If they're in the vicinity of 35, 36, 37 wins, 40, I'd be really disappointed if they won 40 games. Mm-hmm. But if you start to talk what I think their floor is, it's not much more than that. It's 41, 42. But my ceiling is like 46.
Right.
You're not getting out of the play-in with that. Right. Like you're not. I think we're in agreement. There's probably 5, maybe 6 teams that are winning 50 games this year, but almost certainly 5. Mm. That gives you a 49 or 48 for that 6th spot. And I would be very pleasantly surprised if the Kings got the 48 victories. Mm. So no matter how I argue this, I can't make an argument for them being out of the play-in.
Yeah.
It's just maybe are they a 7, an 8, a 9, or a 10 or what?
Yeah.
But ultimately it's that 41 at the lowest, 42 to 46 mm-hmm. that I see them at.
I feel the same way about them and about the floor and the ceiling. Like I said, you could even if that Vegas number was at 38, all right, now you're getting me to think a little bit. Like at 35, 35 and a half. Like, yeah, for sure, I'll take the over.
Yeah.
3 more games at 38 and a half. Okay. I'm not as anxious because I could see where they'd be 37 or 38 or something like that. It seems really minute when you talk about 38 and 35 games, but mm-hmm. it does make a difference. And then when you talk about the ceiling, I feel the same way. It's not like I think they have a ceiling of 50 games. I had them like 45,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's where I think they could go. 45, 46, like you mentioned. And the question is, for me, with what I see from this team, can they figure out a way to potentially give themselves 2 chances to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is being a 7 or 8 seed and having a little bit of that buffer where if you lose that first game, you get another opportunity, win or go home. That's what I see the destination is for this group. And part of it is I don't think they're like super high-end talent team. Part of it is the West, we laid it out yesterday, going to have a bunch of teams that are around 50 wins.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Kings might not even be a bad team and find themselves in the A seed, maybe even the ninth seed at 43 wins. They're not even a bad team. It's just the West is. That's where I do agree with people when they talk about how tough the West is. Yeah, it's going to be tough to crack that top six in any way when you have five teams with 50 wins potentially.
And sorry, Jesse.
How much are we expecting the young guys to play and have an impact this year?
I expect Neek to play.
Neek. And I guess too.
And are the young guys Neek and Max, or are we throwing Keon into this? Or
no, Keon's solidified. Keon's an NBA player to me. Like, he's just already part of the rotation. I mean, just more so, we just get guys developed and all that. And like, what's it looking like when Sabonis needs to come off the floor, like the backup five situation? I'm not even sure who Keegan's backup is at this point.
I think
Keegan might not have a backup. Like, maybe you know what the funny thing is? The answer to that question might be the same guy.
Yeah.
It might be Max.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
I think Neek and Max will play. They'll be in the rotation. I think they'll be in the rotation. When you talk about a young guy, I think you also got to include Devin Carter. And right now, I know
we take
our shots and stuff like that, but I don't think he's in the rotation just based on the amount of guards they have right now. So I think two of the three young guys will be in the rotation. I'm not sure Devin will be.
Mm-hmm.
Just but wonder even if then, that's maybe like for Vegas, maybe sees 35 wins. Because I wonder if the Kings' depth is what hurts them this year. Because like Neek, like we're expecting him to be part of the rotation, Max and stuff. But how much of an impact are they going to have? Like how ready are they?
I feel like Neek will play immediately and has the opportunity to have an impact. Max, I'm not sure about. I'll be really interested when the preseason gets here, how they utilize Max and how much Doug and that coaching staff feels like they can take from what they've seen from him on the floor in those games. Obviously, Summer League was very tantalizing. Everybody was excited. Okay, we know Summer League is NBA basketball, but it is absolutely a different level of NBA basketball.
Yeah.
Max has a lot of unique skill sets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.